It's 6 minutes after 12 o'clock, 66 degrees and partly cloudy. You're listening to WHQR 91.3. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn, in for Jamila Erickson, who is on vacation this week. And I am talking with two people related to UNCW's newest production of The Vagina Monologues. We're going to be talking about Eve Ensler's The Vagina Monologues. It's a benefit for a nonprofit, a couple of nonprofit organizations. And we'll be talking about V-Day, what that is, and how the movement started. Joining me today to explain V-Day and to talk about the monologues, Dr. Michelle Scatton-Tessier, director of UNCW's Women's Studies and Resource Center. Also with us today, Autumn Beam, who is a UNCW graduate student and co-director of the Vagina Monologues. Welcome, Michelle and Autumn.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. Now, let's start just by explaining V-Day. At first blush, it sounded to me like an actual designation of a particular day, but this is a nonprofit. What is it, Autumn?
The V-Day movement is a large worldwide movement, and it collects money for people doing performances in every area, give 90% of their proceeds to a local organization that helps with sexual assault and violence against women. And then 10% goes back to the actual V-Day fund, and the V-Day fund goes to different funds every year, and this year we're supporting Haiti, the Congo, and New Orleans.
So this national organization has a particular spotlight this year looking at some of these specific causes, and you're saying 10% of your funds will go to this national organization.
That's right.
And 90% will go to a local organization. Mm-hmm. And what is that?
This year we are supporting Coastal Horizons Rape Crisis Center and their work that they do in New Hanover County as well as Brunswick County.
Now, the focus of this is violence against women, very specifically. And the Coastal Horizons Rape Crisis Center has seen an alarming number of people that it served, clients it served, I suppose that's the term. Michelle, can you talk about that a little bit, what we've seen locally?
Mm-hmm. In the past 18 months, Rape Crisis has unfortunately offered services to almost 600 new survivors of rape. And they often have a lot of our interns and a lot of our volunteers from the university help to become trained as victim advocates. They responded from July to December to almost 2,600 calls. So the V-Day movement really has the idea of not just the awareness and the fundraising component, but the idea to revitalize a lot of the spirit and energy that these centers and organizations put into stopping the violence against women and girls. There's the direct service component in the clinic and the advocacy at the hospital, and then there's the educational component as well, where there are programs in schools and in the community to help people become aware of this epidemic.
And awareness, as you say, is key, along with education, because there is still this social stigma surrounding some of these crimes against women. Can you talk about that a little bit?
There, I would say globally, is a stigma against women, stigma surrounding rape that causes a lot of women and girls to not step up and talk about their experiences. And The Vagina Monologues offers the opportunity for the audience to be educated and become aware of what is truly going on across the globe. What's great about the monologues and why it's performed in like 5,800 benefit performances is that it allows you to cry, to blush, to laugh, to be challenged, to become uncomfortable. Even the title in itself sometimes causes people to turn away, not look at the poster. But it's such a great moment for us to talk about what has become silenced.
Let's talk about the Vagina Monologues a little bit. What is it? It's a series of monologues.
It's a 90-minute performance. The monologues stay sort of the same every year. We always have a new spotlight. And so this year, our spotlight is about Haiti, the Congo, and New Orleans. And there also are optional monologues. This year, we're doing one about a transgender woman. And so you get a little bit of variety every year, but, you know, the same, like, fun ones are always in there.
I did not know that the content changed.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that the actors changed over the course of time, but you're saying there are alternate monologues that perhaps haven't been done in other venues.
Right.
So if you've seen a performance before, you still might find something new.
That's right.
and you'll certainly find a different take on it.
Mm-hmm.
You were telling me earlier, Michelle, that UNCW does this every year, mm-hmm. and every year it's different.
Right. This is our 12th year of hosting the productions of the Vagina Monologues, and our second year of having our student organization, the Women's Studies Student Association, run the monologue. So every year, whether we have a director or co-directors, there's the opportunity to truly personally brand the performances, to create from auditions all the way to the follow-up thank you notes that are sent out, to truly make it one's own. And that's what brings the community back every year. And we have about 700 to 1,000 people who come every year to see this. And they come back the following year saying, oh, this is so much, it's different. It's exciting in a fun way. And they're just really pleased that it's still going on. It's a tradition that we have.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Dr. Michelle Scatton-Tessier, who is Director of Women's Studies and Resource Center at UNCW, and graduate student Autumn Beam, who co-directed the Vagina Monologues, which will run for two performances, February 16th and February 19th at UNCW, as a benefit for V-Day. Autumn, can you talk a little bit about the directing process? First of all, who are your actors this year, and what has this whole experience been like for you?
Well, this is my fourth year doing the Vagina Monologues. I've been a performer. I've done photography. I've done some graphic design. And now I'm finally co-directing. It's a lot of fun. This year we have around 22 women who are performing. It's faculty, staff, and students of UNCW, as well as volunteers and people connected to Coastal Horizons. And it's just, it's a lot of fun because you get all these different people who maybe not normally would talk to each other, not normally would interact with each other. And you just get, like, it's just so much fun to, like, have all these women together and, you know, be able to talk about your vaginas. And
so is that part of the rehearsal process? you'll work through a particular monologue and relate it to yourself?
Well, they're other people's stories, so they're not our stories. We don't memorize them. We just present them. And we allow, as Jessica and I are co-directors, we allow everyone to kind of do what they want with the monologue, make it their own, and sort of, you know, get some expression in it. So
what's been the most challenging part of putting this production together?
I think the most challenging part is just running it all. It's a small production, but there's a lot of things to be done. There's a lot of behind the scenes work that, I guess, being a performer before, I didn't really realize that all of this happens. And so I think that's the hardest part, and getting support and raising money, because, you know, we still have to pay for the costs of running the monologues, running the space, and just making sure that we can give as much money as possible to Coastal Horizons and V-Day.
And where is this performance taking place?
It's at Lumina Theater at UNCW on February 16th at 7 p.m. and February 19th at 2 p.m.
And this year it's part of iWeek, so it's part of Intercultural Week. So this year we have a larger component about the international reception, where the monologues are happening and where the benefit performances are happening globally. And it has a different spin this year being part of iWeek.
That's interesting. I did not know about iWeek. It's an international...
It's intercultural week for us. It ends on the 18th of February with Intercultural Festival in Bernie.
So you've got all kinds of perspectives mm-hmm. coming in and right. converging around the same time and place. Mm-hmm. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $10 for general admission and $5 for students.
And if people wanted to purchase tickets, how can they do that?
You can get them at Sharky's box office on campus in UNCW at the Student Center, or you can get them on etix.com.
etix.com or the box office at Fisher
Student Center.
Great. And is there a phone number? 962-4045. There we go. The Vagina Monologues, February 16th and 19th, a student production at UNCW to benefit V-Day and also our local Coastal Horizons Rape Crisis Center. Dr. Michelle Scatton-Tessier and Autumn Beam, thank you so much for joining us today and talking about this and making these efforts towards such a worthy cause.
Thank you.
Thank you.